He's funny. I do like his podcast.
He's a good host. He makes a really good host. But you know, this, just hopping into things as we should and could, this would be a good time to jump into episode 109.
Hooray!
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll just. I mean, we were on such a nice tangent, mind hive, whatnot. During the mic check, I know that this will be a safe bet. Just kind of like, yeah, let's just get into this. So, Andrew, Jeff, thank you very much for joining us for episode 109.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yep. So, Andrew, say hello.
Hey.
a voice identification system, essentially. Right.
Of course.
Yes. And Jeff, hello. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
It is.
So, I have a little news, and some of it's news and some of it's more observation stuff, because we took the holiday week off last week. I'm at a loss for words for some reason this week, but
why don't you start
holiday.
Over?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, so welcome to episode 109, Andrew Jeff, thank you for coming in.
Yes.
But the holiday week.
I'm getting deja vu.
Yeah, I know.
I've had that effect on people before. Dun, dun, dun.
I seem to remember something about news. And
a little news.
Because we took a break from the holiday.
Yeah, we took a break.
Holiday break. And
Halloween
break. It was such a great Halloween, it lasted like another 20-odd days.
It was somehow. Such a great Halloween that we added some turkey and stuffing and pumpkin pie.
Well, no, it's more so there's a costume at the end of the celebration that got a little too real. And then everyone was really full the next day, but you know, no one to make eye contact anymore.
I had the same problem. Okay. You're not gonna believe
Chicago
this.
Chicago is full of bird people.
You're not gonna believe this, but for Halloween, I cosplayed as the Doctor. I got roped into a TARDIS. Long story short, I'm back here now. I'm good to go.
I mean, you do have kind of an Eccleston.
Yeah. Get up. I don't have the Brixton accent or whatever he's from.
He's a northerner.
No, yeah, that's right.
I had a friend come as Eccleston, Doctor Who, for our Halloween party.
Cool.
That was interesting. Yeah.
But that news I was talking about.
Yes, Halloween
somehow,
news.
Somehow really good at just getting off topic, so this will be a good challenge for us. One is not a lot of news in terms of streaming stuff has really occurred recently, though one thing is that Netflix is finally starting to release Turbo, the original animation based off the DreamWorks movie that came out and that was not really interesting or received by people because it's kind of a weird Cars thing almost, but with Snail?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But what they're doing is they are following Amazon Prime's release schedule concept where now kids won't be able to binge view this new program on Netflix about Turbo. It will be released on a weekly schedule, much like what Amazon Prime is doing with Alphas, the new John Goodman program, and Beta, which is oddly odd. It's like Alpha House and Betas is interesting that both of their new programs kind of follow the first, second nomenclature.
Huh.
But yeah, it's no more binging for kids, I guess.
Yeah. You must be this old to binge on shows.
Right.
Kids have no self-control. Mm-hmm. They can't. They shouldn't be allowed to binge on shows that they like.
Damn, they're binging.
Yeah.
But it makes sense at the same time where, you know, the movie didn't do well, so maybe they're spacing it out so people can't judge it as a horrible program until it's completely done. That's my theory.
That's true. That's true.
Or kids maybe will just wait until it's all released and then binge.
Kids also have no patience for that.
Oh, that's true.
True. Though I assume that they're probably not in control of their own Netflix. Patience. I mean, yeah, obviously some of them know how to use the Wiimote to get connected, or depending on, you know, what they use, they know how to get into the kids' interface. But yeah, I will admit that I've gone into Netflix under the kids section just to see how it's laid out. And the fact that they group all programming based on character, like they'll show a picture of Spider-Man. And it's all the Spider-Man stuff they have. And then...
I like that. I like that more than the new Netflix layout, which For PS3, I don't know if it changed for anything else, but for PS3 now, it's like...
It'd be Adam weighing in on this for sure, yeah. I know.
It's the same on PC. It might be the... Might have changed on Xbox, but
Something changed on Xbox with Netflix, and it's... Meh.
Okay, but I love the new interface. It's really nice. I mean, you're getting the... On the top part of the screen, you're getting like... It's like... Maybe a third of the screen is just showing you screenshots from the show, and... It's cool. I like it. It gives you a little bit of a sense of what the visual style of the movie or TV show is going to be like, and that helps you make a decision about whether you want to watch it or watch something else. So, yeah.
Definitely getting used to it, but...
Yeah, it's realistically with any technological innovation that we have going on, like Facebook. Anytime something changes on Facebook, there'll be that outcry of people like, "Oh, fuck this! This is crap! Why can't I find my messages? Or why is my poke harder to poke?"
The new comment system doesn't work.
Newsfeed sucks.
Yeah, yeah. All of that, and then everyone's like, "Oh, but it's still Facebook, so I'm going to hold on to this." Or YouTube with their inclusion of Google Plus as their comment boards, where now you can no longer be anonymous. Mm-hmm. And be a douchebag. Now you have to own your douchebaggery. Or, I mean, I know that Netflix has gone through a change or two, and the fact that they did include those profiles is a nice concept, and I've told my parents about this, but they still refuse to use their profile.
Well, the problem with the profiles is not every interface you can do them. Like,
correct.
My parents use my Netflix, and I set up a profile for them, but they use the TiVo for their Netflix. Can't access profile.
So, yeah, okay, so it's... A couple people or a couple systems are behind the curve, because I know my parents use, I think, like a Samsung Blu-ray player to get their Netflix, and it's not opting to that, to ask them anything about that either. But they're also the kind of people who wouldn't really update their system unless I stole it, updated it, and put it back without them knowing about it.
The other thing they changed about the interface on PS3 and Xbox, presumably, is in addition to the summaries that they have... there's also another little extra comment thing that's kind of like a little bit like a person like, "Oh, hey, you should watch this because this has been nominated for so many Emmy Awards." Is that a TARDIS? I don't know.
Oh, sorry, that's mine. Sorry.
Rookie.
Cripes. So I don't even know where
my phone is. That makes it easier.
As I was saying, but it's funny because they'll have ones where they've actually taken the time to actually like say, "Oh, this show has won this many Emmys."
Okay. And
then there are other ones where it's like looking for a...
Is that quote, Max?
Looking for a quirky... No, Max is something different. Oh. This is just like one little line underneath the summary. On the show. Right. So it's like, but for the ones where they haven't actually come up with anything and they're still using like the just canned language, it'll say like, "Looking for a quirky movie? Well, you just found one." Or, "Looking for a scary movie? You just found one." Mm. It's funny. Like there are a couple different kind of plug and play things that they're using just because they haven't come up with something for
everything. They haven't finalized
the library. Yeah. But it's... It's still kind of funny to me.
So yeah, that was one thing that now you can't watch Turbo all at once, which I guess is horrible. The other thing is more of an observation than anything else. Is I was watching a lot of YouTube, and so every now and then you'll get that commercial wedged in where there's a little button at the bottom, skip now. And it's just kind of a mad dash for that. It's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, click, 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 click. Like you just go to town on that to get out of there. But I actually noticed that a couple companies, NBC include, I think it's NBC. A number of late night programs are now using the clips they post on YouTube as advertisements. So instead of giving you an advertisement that's canned and, you know, built by marketing to try to, you know, use the color red a lot to grab your attention, and it's this font to make it more appealing to you. Now it's like, "Oh, here's this clip. We're already featuring this on YouTube, but let's just kind of redirect your attention here for a second and a half." Still give you that opt-out. But so far, I think I've watched every single clip I've seen versus a commercial. Commercials I will skip in a heartbeat. But for... When it's an actual clip from a show, from a program, I will commit like an extra 2 or 3 minutes to this ad just to see what happens.
Yeah, I've done that too, yeah.
Because I remember, I think it was like a Jimmy Fallon singing with Rashida Jones and Carrie Underwood. It's like the hits reinterpreted for Thanksgiving, which, you know, Jimmy Fallon would do stuff like that anyway. But, you know, get a couple names in there with the Roots backing them. And it actually sounded really good. And I watch it from beginning to end, even though I don't know any pop music. I don't listen to Carrie Underwood. And I don't watch Parks and Rec, which is the only exception I have for Rashida Jones. But it's still really good.
Yes, Parks and Rec. I have something to say on that. I've gotten really into that show. Mm. When it first came out, or when I was first introduced to it, I was like, oh, I hate this show. It's just a ripoff of The Office. But it's not.
That's the thing with a lot of comedies. The first season is usually just a throwaway. You could go through the books and just say, like, oh, yeah, the first season of this was terrible.
It's character development in a way, just so you want to like the characters for the seasons out. So people are like, oh, well, you don't need to watch the first season, but you probably should just to make sure that you understand how this works, and probably why this is happening.
Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah. But, I mean, it wasn't even that for me. It wasn't that I was... I was turned off just by the intro theme. Like, oh, yeah, this is cute or whatever. I don't know.
It's quirky.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, now that I'm actually into it and Katie kind of persuaded me to at least give it a chance. Just give it a chance. I'm 3 seasons in, close to 4, and loving it. So, yeah, I'm going to run out of Netflix episodes soon. Which is, yeah, an annoyance. But
I'll survive.
Go ahead.
Who has a bad watch now, too?
It's my watch.
Beep.
It only does it on the hour. Don't worry.
Oh. Well.
Duly noted. My phone is a minute off.
Well, my phone could be a minute ahead.
Ooh.
Time zones of personal perception. I don't know.
I don't wear watches. Oh, I was going to say, though. So, I have a grievance with Netflix because they took the first series of The Storyteller off.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, because I saw the Day of the Doctor, and I was like, okay, John Hurt, where have you been? I need to watch The Storyteller again. And I go on, and they only have the series from 1991, and that's the Greek one versus the
right,
which would be the Anglo-German.
Could just be one. They, because it seems like Netflix loses the rights to put stuff on every once in a while. Because like Tin Man will come and go every once in a while.
Though Muppets are more or less owned by Disney at this point, so I assume that they have rights to, well, it'd be interesting to see where the rights lay in terms of digital media for, Muppet, like, yes, this is Muppet versus Jim Henson Company in terms of ownership for Disney. Because it could be something where Disney is on that constant rollout of they just got Robin Hood and the Sword and the Stone on Netflix recently. So they're starting to get
my childhood.
Not just they've gotten past B movies for Disney. Now they're stepping up into the classics of Disney animation. So maybe this is something that prompts a renegotiation and re-release based on everything that's going on, or it could be, available by a different holdings company that said, we want more money now. Even though I will admit that there's probably not a big crowd watching the show. So it's like, yeah, we want more money for nothing.
It felt more personal to me, I think.
Right. Because, I mean, I was the same way about how, I know I'd mentioned this before the show actually started, that I was watching a lot of At Midnight on Comedy Central because it was just a fun show. And I'm really happy that it's been renewed for January. But now that they are so far from the actual release dates for the shows, they've trimmed down the number of shows available on Hulu for me to watch. So now I'm down to 8, or I can pay $30 and buy the first season from iTunes. Like, those are my options. So it's like, taking away fun stuff, Hulu. And they've done the same thing to me with Bob's Burgers. Oh. When they brought on the new season, they dropped all but the last 3 episodes of the last season, where I opted not to buy the most, or the third season because of the price tag associated since it got popular.
That show's been really good this season so far. Good show. Good show.
Though there was a study done where it was determined that wealthier people watch Modern Family. Poorer people watch Bob's Burgers.
Huh.
Like, those were the two sides, like, those were the two poles they were working with. It's like, rich people, this show. Hmm. Poor people, animated comedy.
Interesting. Bob's Burgers is the people's TV show.
Oh, yeah. It's just kind of a TV show that I do.
Wow, that's a pretty good impression.
Yeah, it's John Benjamin over here.
Yeah. Oh, it's John Benjamin. Welcome to the show.
Are we doing this?
Not even going to try.
No. we'll just gloss over that.
Yeah.
But one thing I'm going to bring up, since it'll be timely enough. Technically, this never got covered in the mic check. Prompted this really great idea in the mic check, and it never came to fruition, because that's kind of how our minds work anyway. But knowing it's December, and it has snowed more than once in Minnesota so far, I figure if anyone has, like, one movie they know they're going to watch this holiday season, something to throw out there.
Ah.
It was, you know, some sort of contribution, not newsy thing. So if anyone, you know, much like my prompting before with the mic check, even if it's not technically a Christmas movie, but a movie that you associate with the holidays because of timeliness with family, fair game.
Well, it's not necessarily a movie that I'm going to watch, or a series of movies in this case, but when I was growing up, it seems like there was always a James Bond marathon on, like, TNT or
FX or FXX.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But that was definitely something that I would stay up late watching, or something, you know, or just have it on during the day over winter break, and that was always fun.
Wasn't James Bond, this may be just the FX incarnation, but I always thought that was a Thanksgiving, like,
Thanksgiving, it was on Sci-Fi Channel, wasn't it?
It was.
Somebody had it as a series over Thanksgiving for sure.
Yep. It was for a while, for sure. But I do remember a period of time where I was watching it over winter break, for sure.
Okay, so
I think they do it twice. They did Thanksgiving, and then they did it over winter, yeah.
Yeah.
My dad and I would watch that back when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah. Good times there. Yeah. So I might pull out my a few of my James Bond DVDs over the holiday season. The other one that popped into my head as one that I may not necessarily watch, but it was just when you prompted this question.
Right.
It was, like, immediately in my head. Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, that's a big holiday movie.
It is.
I'm excited for the fireplace show on TV.
I have that on Blu-ray.
That's on Blu-ray?
Oh, my gosh.
It's like Home for Christmas or Christmas something.
That's kind of like the holiday experience for me, because it's like, you know, we have family over, and it's like you don't want to watch TV, but you want the Christmas music, and you want some sort of atmosphere that you give. That's actually a really good party trick. Have I talked about this earlier, that I do this thing where sometimes I'll have a party and, you know, you come and, like, people gather around the TV and it's like, well, you don't really want people just to watch TV. So what I do is I put on Planet Earth on mute. So, like, you'll just be walking by and then, like, it's the funniest thing. Like, you'll be talking about, like, oh, yeah, and he fell down. Oh, like, just like this lion right here getting taken down by, you know, like, just like that. It's a lot of fun. I've done Planet Earth before. That's a really good one because it's, like, high def. Yeah. Also have, like,
see, I've seen the whatever the aquarium or, like, deep sea movie that's out there, but it was 3D, so it kind of messed with me at the same time where I'd actually sit down and commit. And I have a thing about those glasses, but even for that, it's just like shark. Like, I was entranced, but I didn't care.
Yeah. That's why it's like the perfect background thing where it's like, oh, pretty colors. Well, anyway, like I was saying.
Yeah.
So that's one. That's a thing. That's more less so of a Christmas thing, but probably get into the musicals. The Music Man or Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Music Man is our 4th of July.
Yeah, we do year round. I wonder if we'll do Les Mis this year, because now that's kind of been one that we
Singing in the Rain. Good one.
Who's that? Gene? Not Gene Autry. He's a Western guy.
Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly, that's right. Yeah, he's good.
Donald O'Connor.
Oh, we're getting into movie buff already,
aren't we? I just watched it a day ago.
Who's the one who sings "Make 'Em Laugh"? Is that
that's Donald O'Connor? Okay.
Do you know what I saw today on YouTube was Buddy Hackett playing a version of Celebrity Family Feud or something. That was, maybe it wasn't Family Feud, but it was pretty funny.
I saw him on an episode of Murder, She Wrote. That was weird.
He is fun. You know, that's why I think I like Music Man, because I like Buddy Hackett a lot.
Yeah,
he's just so funny.
Yeah, he's great. I'm a big fan of him, too.
King and I haven't seen that one in a long time. That's a really good one, too. Oh, and Sound of Music, that's usually the winter one for us, I think. That's more or less, it's like they'll show it on TV and you're like,
commit to a couple hours.
It's like, I'll at least stay till Do-Re-Mi, you know?
Yeah.
So with Sound of Music, are you excited with Carrie Underwood and them redoing it?
What?
They're doing live version or something. I just saw this on I don't remember where I saw this. It may have just been, it was in Entertainment Weekly magazine. Carrie Underwood is doing Sound of Music, and it's either going to be something live or they're remaking the movie or something.
More of like a musical feel, like live musical feel to it, versus we're conveniently in the mountains, but I'm going to start singing now.
But it looks updated because they're wearing sort of fashion that is up today. It's, I don't
know. Neo-Nazis!
Oh, boy. That's what it looked like. It was, I don't know.
She better not make it country.
That'd be horrifying. I'm going to predict, I've never done this before, but without even seeing a trailer, 30% on Rotten Tomatoes.
30%?
Yep.
Okay.
From just what I've heard right here.
I am willing to say fan base alone, 54.
Ooh.
It'll cross the 50, but not by
much. You know, you're probably right. It probably will cross the 50. People are dumb.
Yeah,
basically the translation of what I was saying.
I am 100% sure that the fan rating will be higher than the critic rating, and it will not be good.
Yeah, that's probably. Oh, and you know what? Wait, when did that come out, Sound of Music? Because it's got to be coming up on... They've passed
30th, maybe 40th.
Oh, yeah.
They've passed, and I remember Christopher Plummer refused to show up for it because he still regrets being in that role.
Yeah, and that's what I'm wondering, because with Les Mis, what I really liked was they had Colm Wilkinson had a role in there, and he was the best Jean Valjean throughout the Broadway production, arguably, but I would definitely, and they had him in there as the priest in Les Mis.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe,
and I don't think you're going to see that kind of crossover with the Sound of Music. I mean, certainly it'd be awesome if they could get Julie Andrews to do something, but I just don't think.
See, I was thinking she could be like Mother Superior at the nunnery. Mm-hmm.
He's
like,
awesome.
"Hey, I'm here. Bye."
That would be pretty cool.
Sound of Music, the next generation.
Carrie Underwood, Sound of Music special to air live from Bethpage. Okay, NBC is gonna do that. It will. There's what? Okay, it's actually so close. It's gonna be airing. Before this podcast comes out, this Thursday night, live from Long Island.
Oh, boy.
NBC. So I don't know if that's 7 Central.
I've seen zero promotion for this.
Nothing out there.
Okay, so TV special, and we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
But this is a good time for us to take a commercial break. and then come back for whatever game we're going to play for the latter half, because we're at that time anyway.
Sweet.
So we'll be back.
Anything could happen.
Woo!
And by anything, I mean we'll probably play one of a few games.
Yeah. I thought we were talking about Christmas movies again.
Hey, guys. This is Dan. Thank you for listening to episode 109 of the Buffering Podcast, which Adam and I taped on December 3rd, 2013 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You've already heard the conversation that we had with our guests, Andrew and Jeff, and that was fun, as per the norm. And we have, what do? We did Build a Title this week. Again, we've been on a Build a Title kick, so we kept that up this week. That's coming up in a second, but before we get to that, a couple things I need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online at bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find an archive of all of our episodes. You can find bonus tracks, extra games we play, conversations that we have, all of that fun, plus photos of our guests, and articles that Adam and I are writing. All of that you can find on bufferingpodcast.com. On top of that, you can also listen to the artist of our new theme, Samuel Truth. You can listen to his stuff. I mean, you can hear our theme in the background, which we always thank him for. Thank you, Samuel Truth. It's really great to have this new theme. SamuelTruth.bandcamp.com is where you can listen to more of his work. Definitely check him out. Again, SamuelTruth.bandcamp.com. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on social media. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/bufferingpodcast. And then for Twitter, it's @BufferPodcast. And for both of those, you'll get updates about the website, about the show, upcoming guests, photos, teasers, etc. Follow us, like us. That'd be awesome. And finally, you can find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering Podcast or my name, Adam's name, any of our guests' names. And you can find the Buffering Podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher. Find it in your app store for iOS, Android, Kindle Fire, and beyond, or go to Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio. The smarter way to listen to radio. So that's everything that we need to plug for this week. Thank you very much for listening, and here is Movie Bluff. No, wait. Build a Title. That's right. Build a Title. Here is... here is Build a Title. Enjoy.
Well, maybe we should let this one rest and move on. Move on to a new one.
So, I don't know, Jeff, if you have... put you on the spot.
Yeah, just...
That way... Andrew, you can start thinking of stuff, but your pressure's not on. And we'll just kind of switch back and forth to see who, you know, embraces pressure.
So I get to start with anything, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. As long as it's two words.
Okay, so this will probably be easy. It's most recent movie I've seen in theaters. I'm going to go with Ender's Game.
Ender's Game. So Adam, tack on.
Okay. Ender's Game of Thrones.
And now we're at Owens again.
But no, I'm not going to say that. Mm. That was a bad choice. This is the end.
Ooh.
Er's Game.
Ooh. Nice. Oh, this. There.
And I have a follow-up for that one, too, actually.
Give me a second and a half. So this is the Ender's Game. Well, okay. I mean, the easiest would be this is the Ender's Game Show. The movie game show. I don't know if you've seen this.
It was a movie game show?
Yes.
Huh. Okay. That works for me.
Because I figured show would kind of open up things. Wait. Before, I actually am starting to doubt myself. I'm wondering if I actually mean quiz show, because I think game show is just the one I'm thinking of.
Uh-oh.
No, I was thinking of quiz show, so 1 second.
Oh, okay. Well.
So it's...
This is the Ender's Game.
This is a tough end. There. No, that's an It's the Ender's.
I'll jump in if you.
Okay. Well, I
can come back around, but
I do have something. It's not good.
Well, mine isn't either. I'll just throw this out there because I want to. But
feel free. I may use mine though.
Nightmare Before Christmas is the Ender's Game.
Not quite.
I'm thinking like this.
You don't get the M really this. Stops you.
Yeah, it's got to be that TH.
I have something for that.
I have something as well. It's this is the Ender's Game set match.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not proud of it, but I'll say it.
That's good.
Cool.
That's good.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. Hold on. I need to think of. I do have
a follow up to this one.
Okay.
As well.
I know, Adam, you probably got one for the beginning.
Yeah, I certainly do.
I think I know what your angle is, and I'm trying to if I can beat you to it, but I
more ha ha ha.
Let's hear it. I know you got it.
Yeah, I got this.
Okay.
I got this, guys.
Wait. No.
Do you? I'm wondering if you've got it now.
I think I know how you're going to do it, but I don't have it. I don't have the title.
Should I? Do we want me to
throw
jump
it,
in there?
Throw it.
Go for
it.
Go for it.
Analyze This Is the End.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Game. What is it? Game set
game
match.
Game set there match.
There it is.
Yep.
So, Jeff.
Yep.
Analyze
this.
This is the Ender's game set match. If you can tack onto that or call for help, since everyone's pretty willing, I have one for.
I have one
for each.
Mm-hmm. You got one at the end of this. Wait,
we'll go for yours.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You throw it.
How about? Oh, don't tell me I just forgot it. Oh, no. How about Ender's Game set match made in heaven?
Ooh.
There you go.
That was actually not mine. That's good.
Well, you know.
No, I mean, like, it very recent, very similar plot line kind of. I think we're on the same page, essentially.
Cool. Yeah, that works.
So the whole thing.
Analyze This Is the Ender's Game set match made in heaven.
Right.
Cool.
I think we can still build on this too.
Technically, Adam, it'd be your turn, but Jeff, if you have anything,
I'm trying to think. So okay. If Adam's got something, he should go for it.
Okay. Then
I've got something for the beginning.
Heaven.
And I think I have something for the end. I'm actually going to verify mine because I think it's wrong. But
Heavenly Sword was a game for PS3. But that's not important.
Okay, so mine is... I have one for you.
Let's hear it.
So it is. I can never remember the beginning. What's the first one?
Analyze.
Yep. This is the Ender's Game set match made in heaven. Can wait.
Okay.
Heaven can wait. Ting for Guffman.
Ooh, nice. I take that. I would take that.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Yes.
Man. Is it Man in the Moon? Man on the Moon?
Yep, that's it.
Man on the Moon?
Man on the Moon.
Yep.
Man on the Moon.
Nice, okay. So we have Analyze This Is the Ender's Game set match made in heaven.
Can wait.
Ing for Guffman in the Moon. Raker.
Oh, damn it. I thought, oh, it's not General Patton, it's Colonel Patton, obviously. I was like, oh, fuck. Okay. The Ray Acre Kerr. Okay, cop out, but I will still use this because this is new to this round. Americanalize. This is the Ender's Game set. Match made in heaven can waiting for Guff, man in the moon. Raker.
Nice.
So American at the beginning.
Does it have to be like AM or could it just be the
AM?
Could it be because it's American. Could you use the ah?
It's
We'd evaluate it on a case-by-case okay. basis.
Battlestar Galactic American analyze. This America. Is the Ender's Game.
I would take that.
Yeah, that's I'll right. take it.
I would take that.
Yeah.
Yes.
BSG making an appearance.
Well done. Well done. Way to work it in.
So,
Battlestar Galactic American
Analyze. This is the Ender's Game set. Match made in heaven. Can waiting for Guff Man in the Moon Raker.
Nice. Nice.
So far.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
That's a long one.
Battle. Bat. Bat.
Mortal Kombat!
Yes!
Yes! Wow.
Just accepted right off the bat.
Mortal Kombat Battlestar Galactic.
I'll let you take this. Go ahead. Go ahead.
We just...
Mortal Kombat Battlestar Galactic American... I want to say American Gladiators, but that's not right. Americanalized. This is the Ender's Game...
Set game set match made in heaven, waiting for Guff Man in the Moon Raker.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I like where this is going.
I know you just said. What did you just add? Because we were so excited to get to the end of that.
That it has to be more than one.
Mortal Kombat.
Does that have to be more than one word for a movie title or TV? I guess.
Situational again. As long as it kind of tacks on rather than just using an existing word.
Okay. Yeah, if it adds something, then
it's more accepted.
Yeah,
more.
Say no more.
Immortal was a movie, wasn't it? But that's kind of
Immortals.
Yeah, the Immortals.
Yeah. Oh, it's Immortal. That's right. It's plural.
Less is more.
Mo. How about more?
Mo. Okay. Ugh. Something that ends in more. I know. I know. There's a movie that ends in
Geronimo.
Oh, Rushmore. Total Combat.
Oh.
Oh.
Nice. Rushmore will come. Wow.
Wes Anderson for the win.
That's beautiful.
Rush, Mortal Kombat, Battlestar Galactica.
American.
Analyze. This is the Ender's Game set. Match made in heaven. Can waiting for Guff Man in the Moonraker.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, I was going to say Rush Hour, but that's wrong. It would have to be.
Okay.
If it was for Rushmore,
I think I'm right on this. This is a speculation. The Nickelodeon. I think this is a band like Big Time Rush.
That's one. But also, I was. You also might be thinking of Premium Rush, which is a movie that came out. The Franco one.
No, I was thinking of Big Time Rush.
Oh,
first.
You're thinking of Big Time. Well, Big Time Rush would be easier because I can't think of a tough
ender. But big time
Rushmore,
Mortal Kombat, Battlestar Galactic, American Analyze. This is the Ender's Game set, match made in heaven. Can waiting for Guff Man on the Moonraker.
You know, Match Made in Heaven Can Wait might be a movie of its own.
True,
that's a solid title right there. If we had the script for that, I think that could work.
Oh, there's a movie that starts with curse, I'm sure. There's got to be
one. I have one.
Kirstie! The new show that's going to be on TV Land.
Or I would even say, I mean, it wouldn't count, but Curse of the Black Pearl would work.
Oh.
But that's a subtitle.
That's a subtitle, yeah.
That would be so close.
Yeah.
Oh, I want a Pirates reference in there.
How did it start at the beginning again?
The first, we're on
Big.
Big, that's right. Big Time Rush.
Gotta end with Big.
Big Time Rush, Mortal Kombat.
We'll skip
Battle
to the end.
Star Galactica.
No, okay.
Well, I can only do it all the way through, else I can't think of
right.
every. Battlestar Galactic, Americanalize. Nice. This is the Ender's Game, set, match made in heaven. Can waiting for Guff Man on the Moon Raker.
Raker, that's it.
Kerr. So Kerr. Ooh, no.
Ends
curse?
With Big, starts with Kerr.
Yeah. Oh, curse.
No.
Curse.
I wanted to say.
Kirstie.
If there was a movie called Curly's Gold that was just about Curly's Gold instead
not
of City
just,
Slickers.
Yeah.
I thought I was onto something there.
Kerplunk.
It could be TV shows, right?
Yeah.
So isn't there a show called Curb Appeal?
Oh, that's Curb MSG. Yeah. That's
Curb
right.
Appeal. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb Enthusiasm.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my gosh.
How did we...
What?
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Well done, Jeff.
We have an Irish flag in the room.
I'm going to put it... Jeff, you thought of Curb Appeal first.
I don't know if that's actually... Is that an actual...
That's a show.
It is a real show, yes.
Let's go with that one.
But, okay. So we'll go with Curb Appeal.
There's someone that in my building's Wi-Fi is called Patty's Pub. So it's... Everyone in my building's kind of funny.
Oh, wait,
funny
you're thinking
like
of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And we're talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yep. They're both on FX. At least give me credit for that. I got them mixed up. I realize that now.
Actually, isn't Curb Your... maybe they're doing syndication on there now.
Oh, that could be.
I think that is like Showtime or one of the like...
Probably.
Is exclusive.
Probably.
Of some sort.
Okay. I think I've got one that can work. You guys go if you've got
something. Jump in.
So, Curb Your Appealicium. Does that work? Elysium?
Oh.
Elysium.
Oh.
Appealicium. I think it works.
Elysium.
I just don't know the
source. Curb Your Appealicium. I'd love to know where we go from that, though. That's the only way where I'd naysayers. Like, what next? What do we do?
Yeah.
Your Appealicium bridge.
Umbilical. Umbrella. Umbrella. What is there? There's like an umbrella something. Maybe I'm just thinking of Umbrella Corporation.
Yeah, you are.
Appealicium. Oh, boy. What's at the beginning, too? Big time Rushmore. Have we got anything that ends in Big yet? Oh, well, there's just Big, but that's no help. Tom Hanks, Big Time Rushmore.
Tom Hanks in...
He gets credited above the title, I think.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Of course, yeah.
Big Time Rush, Mortal Kombat, Battlestar Galactic, American... This is the Ender's Game, set, match made in heaven, can waiting for Guff Man in the Moon Raker.
Curb Appeal.
Yeah. Okay.
It works. It's just really. Elysium.
Yeah.
Osmosis Jones.
Oh! Elysium of all fears.
Oh, man.
Boy, are you torn on that? Elysium
of all fears.
There's an
Elysium. Elysium of all fears.
Yum.
Elysium. Elysium. Yum factory.
Yum. Yummy.
Yeah.
Oh
boy.
Yum.
Yeah, mama.
It's a TV show.
Though at the same time, it's at the point where we should really just give up anyway.
This has been raging.
Yes.
Just a raging
Not
game.
Bad. Not bad at all. So final recap.
Okay.
Here we go.
Big time
Rush. Big time Rush. Mortal Kombat.
Star Galactica.
Americanized. This is the Ender's Game set match made in heaven. Waiting for Guff Man on the Moon. Raker Appelicium.
Wow. All right, that was a tongue twister in itself.
The game is over.
Yeah. Yes. But, Jeff, you contributed at the end to that to seal that one off.
Yeah.
So do you have anything coming up Friday or thereafter that you want to plug that people should know about?
No, I can't think of anything, actually, that's coming up for, yeah.
A quiet December as we wait
it
for
is.
Snow to fall and panic to
ensue.
No. Nothing.
But social media of any sort that, you know, art, music, I mean, I'll plug this based on the fact I know, but the novel, the work.
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know if there's something you want to, if there's something like a live journal or whatever that's
no.
like kind of leading that along. Because the Facebook posts occur, so I wasn't sure what the level was of here is the production as it stands.
No, nothing like that. I think once I end up moving, I want to get back into using Twitter, and I've stopped using my Tumblr for a while, so I'll probably post some more stuff on that than using Facebook, kind of going away from Facebook for a while.
So, plug the Twitter.
Twitter. So, my Twitter account, I believe it's PRIESMJW for Twitter, and I think it's the same for my Tumblr, which Tumblr I usually just post my photography, and Twitter I'll just post whatever, which may be status updates on my book.
There we go.
Awesome.
Very Andrew, cool. How about you?
Well, I've plugged stuff on the show before.
Yes, yes, you have.
So what I'll do is do something new. Well, last time I ceded my plugs to someone else, but now I'm going to plug an idea that I have. I want to start a website called Quit Starter, and I'll get a Kickstarter for it, but I want to have a Quit Starter for people to say where if they want a company to stop doing something. And I think it's going to make me very rich.
So it's kind of like the White House site where if you get enough people assembled behind something, then it will elicit a response from the White House, where you're trying to do that company by company, where if somebody gets enough support, they say,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah, yeah.
BP. What the fuck?
I was thinking about social media in a very weird way, like, which is like you see how integrated it is into commercials. This is a tangent, but it's going somewhere. You know, you look at you watch a commercial and there's a hashtag on there, and you
right.
look at how companies are using social media to get at us.
Right.
Why can't we have a social forum to get back at them and say, hey, look, you know, this, and then if enough people get on it, but it can also be used in a personal aspect. So it's like, whoever keeps moving my trash can can,
right.
I don't know.
Can eat a dick.
It's an abstract idea. It's what you might call an idea.
not an idea to threaten people very vaguely.
Not an actual plan to actually do anything, but rather
who keeps
just
building snowmen on my lawn? What the fuck?
It's just a plan and a pun is really all I have right now.
It's like Batman. It's like yeah. The idea is more powerful.
This is the social media service that we need,
yeah.
Not the one we
I'm
want.
The one that I'm the social media this world deserves. It's like, yeah, that would be sweet. It's
awesome.
All black. I'm just pitching the web design right here. All black when white font. That's all.
Yep. I see it.
And then,
it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Social media to go with that?
Yeah. Look me up. I don't know.
You've used usernames for sites to help people find you a little bit.
You know what I say though is, you know, they say that our generation is starting to we're starting to lose our numbers in Facebook.
Oh,
and that's just a report that came out today. So I'm like, okay, this is going away, and then To which MySpace replied, not so funny now, is it? yeah, I'm on Facebook. If you know Dan,
go we avoid Soccer Book a little bit.
Oh, well. But, you know, hey, go on YouTube and look. I've never plugged my YouTube account on
there. You go. See, this is
what Vitamins 3 on YouTube. That's do that. I'm very active on there.
Vitamins 3.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's right. Earth, water, and air. Three vitamins. I don't know. There's a story behind my screen name, but we're trying to close it out, and I'm trying to keep it going, it sounds like. I'll just stop talking.
I'm just going to give up now. Adam, how about you?
A, B, and C.
Yep.
Let's see. I'm going to throw a plug out there for Marshmallow Fluff, actually. Because I just had my first peanut butter, Nutella, and marshmallow fluff sandwich. And it was made by Katie, and it was made with love. And I think that's the most important ingredient of all.
Maybe just an addendum or an addition. Maybe just a little bit of honey. That's all I would say.
A little bit of honey. I totally could see that working well. Mm. Next time.
Next time.
Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, and I'll throw out my Twitter plug there, ADAMERDMANN. You know there's an at symbol at the beginning. It's Twitter. Shut up. And then you can find out what music I've been listening to on Last FM. My handle there is Adman7, as I've mentioned 108 times before.
Or so.
That's
third
true.
Third episode. Were we doing plugs? Probably, but still.
I don't know, yeah. I guess that's it for now. Yeah. Dan, what do you have?
Indirect plug. I know that Emily's band, Anarchists Are Better Lovers, are playing another show on December 14th at Crooked Pint. Or is that Crooked?
Yeah, Crooked. It must be Crooked.
Crooked Pint. It's on Washington Avenue, December 14th. I believe they go on at 8, but I imagine for something like that, it'd be show up at 6:30 kind of thing, what have you. So I'll promote her band because I know they had rehearsal tonight. I don't think there's anything else.
Ah.
Oh?
I'm going to promote Antibiotics. They're great.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's sick. Stop going out in public, sick people. God yeah. damn it.
Yep. So, Antibiotics. Woohoo. And probiotics, too.
Yeah, my new lactose pills are probiotics, and they are working much better than anything I've had before. So
sweet. Well, hey.
Good there. but that should... wait, Dan L. Whalen, Twitter. That we should wrap up on that note. So, Andrew, Jeff, thank you very much for joining us for episode 109.
Yes, thanks for having us.
109!
109! Jack Bandit.
Glad we got that in at the end there.
It was nice.
Yes, thank you, guys, for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure, as always.
It's fun.
And we will see everyone next week for 110.
Bye-bye.